Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, bitch. But yeah, ATL was fun, son. Word up. What other songs? What other songs they had down there? Outkast, I know all this. I'm the third member of Outkast. You know what I mean? What were some other fast songs I did? Two songs that I said that I sung. I forgot the name of it already. My old ass. What's some other songs, man? The up-tempo shit. They had some good summer songs. I'm not gonna lie. That shit grew on me like a fungus, boy. I tell you. That shit. Polo, shot polo, kind of thing. Only Impala, color is red eye. You don't like them hip eye. Up on the highway, getting money to fly away. You gotta be a better way. Yeah, that's my shit, man. I can't remember. Anyway, Youngbloods, yeah, absolutely. But I'm talking about Youngbloods didn't come out to the 2000s. I'm talking 90s, baby. Youngbloods, which was my shit. When I came back from Atlanta, I had my niggas listening to all that shit. I had my niggas listening to Aquemini, the Outkast shit.
Thunder playing, you listen. If you have folk music, you make it.
All that shit. Petey Pablo, all that. The Youngbloods come later. I'm talking about, like, I was down there in 96. I'm talking, what I just sung,
well, you should know that.
Nigga, that's 94, 95. That's 95, 96 shit. I'm talking back then, that time period, that time capsule right there. Fuck that. Okay? When bitches had the big ass, bitches had the hairstyles, you could, like a wasp's nest. The long ass nails, big fat pink feet. Each of bitch. I ain't gonna find, I remember, I think it was called the easy something, so the easy gas station store. That's when I lived on Buford Highway. Man, this big, thick bone. I mean, calf muscles is like, I mean, like a shin bone under the calf muscle, like that part under the calf muscle, the straight shit right there, the shin, that was so fucking thick. Yo, that was thick. She came in there and said, give me, that one right there, give me that pinky, put it in that bag and put a whole bunch of hot sauce in. You know how I like it. Like, you know what I'm saying? The man, big now, did you hear Biggie Wall got, Mike, did you hear about Biggie Wall got defaced in Brooklyn? Nah, son. You dead ass? Niggas just hated. You gotta be mindful. I'm going back to Mimi again. God bless your soul. I fucking love you, bro. I go to Mimi's funeral. It's in the heart of Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, right? So all of us is outside, mind you, and I'm going somewhere with this. Because it's been gentrified. Again, I'm trying to stay from a certain topic. But here's the cockiness in them. It's probably because it's been gentrified, because now you see Biggie, so it's still reminding them of nigga shit. Biggie got so much respect, son. It can't be nobody else but people who gentrified that area. It cannot be. Biggie got too much. Biggie's the only rapper that can walk through Brooklyn, that could be in Brooklyn, and will never get touched by nobody. That's how much respect that nigga had. He get touched by nobody. It has to be the people who gentrify that area to be like, this reminds them of what Bed-Stuy used to be and what they wanted to not be. So they're trying to deface. And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I can almost got, I can 99% guarantee you it was those people. Mimi funeral. His wake, excuse me. We all outside. I got the nice navy blue and red sweatsuit on with the uptowns on, Yankee fit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes you gotta look right wherever you go. You know what I mean? That's before all my shit got thrown out, starting all over. But it's all good. It's only material. But it was a lot, a whole lot of material. But it's all good, okay. So we chilling, we beat out there. So a car pulled up, and this made me think this is the arrogance of certain kind of people. They see black people standing outside. Some is chilling, some is talking, some smoking, some mourning. Some didn't see each other in a long time. A lot of people ain't seen in a long time. Like, anyway, there's a lot of people we ain't seen in a long time. So a car pull up and drops a white guy and his white daughter at the corner. I wish I could give you a diagram. It's like, this is the corner. Store right here. The church, where is that right here? We at the curb of the street. It's a long street. It's mad packed. Right? So I'm right here at the curb chilling. I forgot who I was talking to. I think it was Alibaba, my Honduran brother. Rest in peace, Beverly. So him and his daughter gets out and just walk through the crowd. Like this is my neighborhood, but kept walking. Why would you have your cab get out right there and walk through the crowd and like walk through us without saying excuse me? I'm like, yo. I got to relax. And the daughter was like, it's too much weed, daddy. He said something I can't remember. This is a vague of what he said, but it was the arrogance of them saying, this is our community now, niggers. I swear to just that whole movement. And I'm like, nobody goes, in my mind, I caught myself. I'm like, yo, nigga been saying nothing? I'm like, yo, and he just walked. Because it's like, they didn't even live on that block. They just got at the corner to get out to walk through us. Any other person of white would have been scared to walk through that crowd for the next. They walked through. I wish I was in that crowd. I was on the curb. I speak my mind, especially with shit like that, because I peek. I be quiet. I observe. I'm a very observant. I watch any and everybody. I watch everybody. You think I'm just staring at you? No, I'm just watching everything a motherfucker do. That's just me. That was arrogance, man. Pure arrogance, son. What year do you think it's been gentrified? I would say 2008. I would say Best Buy has been gentrified since, because I'm from Best Buy. Then I moved to Coney Island, so I know Best Buy very well. I'm a Best Buy baby. They started gentrifying Best Buy, I would say. You could probably say that, but I would say probably before that. It probably started in 06, 07. You're probably right, around there, somewhere in there. And Brooklyn is the biggest, one of the biggest boroughs or cities in the nation. Brooklyn is fucking big, very big and wide. It's the largest black community borough in the country. That's what I saw on the show like a few days ago. I didn't even know that shit, but I know Brooklyn is big, and we sit on Long Island, so it's even more bigger. You know what I mean? So it ain't fucking cool. But one place, two places that they is gonna take a long time to gentrify is Brownsville, Brooklyn, nigga, and East New York. They're going to have to shoot people. I am a Capricorn. You already know. December 31st, baby. You already know. You know we ain't wrapped too tight. I ain't proud of it. But God damn it, it's all right. Brownsville and East New York, they can't gentrify. You have to shoot everybody out. Because it's East New York is still like the 90s. Brownsville is still like the 90s. Don't get it twisted. Thomas Ballin. I can just name so many streets. On the Rockaway side, Brownsville is still grimy as never ran, never will Brownsville, nigga. We'll get your shit touched. They are not gentrified yet. They are not gentrified. They still, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's still the same. Stay from over there. Shout out to my Brownsville niggas anyway. In East New York, man. My family from East New York. On St. Mark's and Ben Sicklin and Blake. I had some shit over there, so I was on the phone with Alibi Ty. I'm not going to get into that. Some motherfuckers, my family had, they don't even live in New York no more. So they had a block party. I go over there and shit to the cab out there because I ain't see my cousins in them in a minute. I brung something with me. And I don't even think I should even say that. I don't think I should say that. But Alibi Five, you listening, you know, you heard me bust them shots, nigga. I was talking to you on the phone, so I'm willing to get up here and talk shit because that's real talk, and I have someone who can vouch for that. But niggas was really on some dumb shit as I'm trying to go home. Now my family, niggas around there. That was a long time ago. But East New York is still fucking crazy. You don't check your you gotta give me your what's your IG again? Tell me right now, Flower Bloom, where I got my pen. They gonna let the drill rappers. Oh, let me some y'all called, so my bad. Hold on, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna get into a couple of things, so my bad. Oh, hold up, I thought this shit was on. Hold on. I don't know what just happened. I don't know how this shit just did that. It's always something. But gentrification, they really taking over Brooklyn. They took Brooklyn. Hold on, man. Is this shit working? Area code 843. Start next episode. Yo, this is stupid. 843, are you there? Why so when I'm about to hang up, then you come on, man? All right. Can I get a test call now? Somebody call me. Give me a test call. If you have anything to say, please call me now so I know what the hell is going on. Mike, they on that private stock. Yes. Yo, and, oh, yeah, let me say that, too. Sorry, more Aboriginal. And Coney Allen Brooklyn, my nigga. Coney Allen Brooklyn is not gentrified. And I'm not talking about my project. It's not gentrified. They're trying to bring a little Chinese here and there. But I'm talking about Neptune's Mermaid and Surf. Coney Island. One way in, one way out, unless you can swim, nigga. That part is not gentrified. And you know they hooked up Coney Island. That's why they do performances out there now on the boardwalk. Coney Island is fucking nutty. They just did shit. Give shit was all over Instagram. Female was filming some shit out her window and motherfuckers was shooting on the boardwalk. Like, don't y'all know the shit that used to happen to Coney Island back in the day, son? Coney Island is not going to get gentrified no time soon. It's too much in Coney Island. Brighton Beachside, which is like the Russians and all that. So white people, y'all can move. They can move over there, but I highly doubt it. They're going to gentrify Coney Island. There's too many projects. There's too many niggas. There's too many Puerto Ricans. Too many killings. Too many shootings. And now it's new young niggas. It's nothing but money right there. It's that new Coney Island and people be out there, it's new money for you to get robbed. Nigga. Crazy. Oh, Seagate. All right. You're already. Like all the way to Seagate. That's right. Brazen. Oh, the wires. You know, I know Coney Island like the back of my motherfucking hands, man. Yeah, so it's only certain places where they're going to segregate. I mean, gentrify. All right. If, listen, man, 843-973. Y'all niggas better be on it, man. 843. Mute your background, please, brother.
Hey, can you hear me, brother?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
I've been bubbling with you for a minute, man, but the way y'all giving hold them props on the verse, man, man, he Roger Goodell boy, man. Ross killed him. Y'all Ross killed him, man.
Talk about it.
I just feel that Cali shouldn't have did that. Cali shouldn't have did that right now. You know what I'm saying? He didn't check the thermostat. He know the temperature between them two. If it don't work out, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about to check the temperature on who? Jay-Z and who?
Ross. You didn't hear Roger Goodell, boy? You didn't hear it in that first, in that Little Havana? But Ross, he was telling, because of Meek Mills and what he did to Meek Mills, took Meek Mills out of Ross' hands and contractual things
right.
that he had happening. Now, Cali's trying to be the big brother. So you tell me, was that verse really that hard if you look at the whole layout? Because Wayne, yeah, you could say auto-tune. I heard you mention auto-tune. But
Wayne killed that shit. He definitely bodied it. Absolutely. In that short verse, Wayne went in.
Wayne went in. And you always, since I've been building with you, you always gave Wayne that type of admiration. You always gave him that type of applause. You know what I'm saying? But I think on that note, on that track, Ross clearly made a point, and it was accurate and it was sharp. You know, but the thing that hurt me most, because I'm in the South, Cali used old verses from them Southern guys, and allow Jay to put a new verse in. So, Crack is going to address that. Mind you now, you heard it here first. Crack is going to address that.
Now, because at the end of the day, they both have, I don't want to say issues, but Meek have issues with Jay and Roc Nation, or we could say Jay-Z, either one interchangeable, synonymous, and Rick Ross. So it's pretty much true, and they both addressed it.
You're giving us a little tour of Brooklyn. I like that. New York is still savage. It is, but
yes, it is.
You know, I mean, what? Come on, y'all don't set the stage for it. He has to. I mean, a lot of artists are coming out saying snake moves and everything. Well, Hov has to speak on this, man. And I think us brothers down here, because I'm in the South, I do think brothers down here are looking forward for him to address things that JB, Ross, and a couple more other brothers want to consider him to address, you know what I'm saying? Because you're right there in NFL now.
Even Luke, because some people, you know, said Luke jerked them, you know what I mean? I was just watching the Origins of Hip Hop, what was that, last night? Yeah. Yo, I'm sorry, this is a quick sidebar, I apologize. I was watching this shit on A&E about all the old wrestlers. Yo, the Ultimate War.
I was
a kid last night. Like I was a kid. Like just like I remember that when he beat Hulk Hogan. Like I don't know that memory lane. That shit fucked me up, man. I had a good time watching that shit.
Yeah.
And Lex Luger, that was my guy too. Go ahead, fam.
That was my guy. And of course, I mean we all getting familiar. Even those who are not that much educated, we are getting familiar with business, the ins and outs, because of what we have, the technology we have now. And, man, listen, man.
In closing,
I admire, and I do consider him a leader, but I just think that he has to answer for some of the things, the moves he's been making lately, especially pertaining to Southern rap. especially pertaining to not just moguls, Southern moguls. I'll say it like that. I say it like
right.
that, bro. You got to answer for that, bro. I mean, you got to make that right. You know what I'm saying? So, but I always tune in, chime in, tune in, check in, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? But keep up the great content. You're inspirational, my brother.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that, man. Thank you, King. You stay up, stay blessed. I really appreciate that, man. All right?
Peace.
All right. Before I go to 973, show, I got you. I'm going to text you now because I forgot to call you last night, man. Did anybody see the shit with the legends, the wrestling shit on A&E? Check it out. Like, because I haven't really looked at stuff way back in the days, like from way back in the days, like we didn't really know their life story. So the Ultimate Warrior was my guy, even though he said some racist shit where he just said nigger because he's a conservative, and he said some things, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to give him a pass. So this certain level you can deal with a person on, but Ultimate Warrior, pause for the pauses. When I say pause for the pauses, y'all niggas is weird, so I'm just going to say pause right now. I wish I had the physique, like that nigga was what? With the strings? Like, nobody never seen that shit. The face painting, like when I was watching that shit last night, I was so, I don't know, man. I was like 8 years old again, like 11 years old again watching that shit, man. Man, rest in peace to the Ultimate Warrior. Lex Luger, I had a fight with my cousin. I didn't even know he was my cousin in Baltimore when I used to go there for the summer. We was playing wrestling with invisible ropes. So, you know, you hit the rope and you come back. And I used to actually slam this dude hard on the grass. And he used to get mad, like, stop doing that. I realize it now because I'm slamming him on the grass on his back. And it's fucking hard. It's dirt and grass. So, you know, it's not a fucking, you know what I'm saying? But me and him started fighting and shit. I don't know, but I was Lex Luger that day. Anywho, let me see if it's still your same number. Yeah, the Ultimate Warrior is my fucking guy, man. Also, the Ultimate Warrior, man. I'm sorry, man. I was like a fucking kid. I wish I had some chocolate chip cookies and milk. So that would have, nigga, I probably would have got on here acting like I was 12, son. Like, I was, man. That was my shit, man. Jimmy Starr, some crazy shit. Ric Flair, Bret Hart. I ain't watched all that yet, but Ric Flair's my guy. But it's, like, out of everybody, Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker was my dude. Demolition? What was the two dudes with the army? With the army on shoulder pads with the spikes on it. What was their name? They was my group, my God. Was it Double Impact? What's them niggas' names, y'all? Now I'm in my fucking little kid mode now. What was them niggas' name? The two niggas with the shoulder pads with the spikes. What's their name? Double something. Legions of Doom? It was Legion of Doom. Ain't nothing like the 90s. I don't care about this new shit. Sergeant Slaughter, Ravishing Rick Rude, Jake the Snake Roberts. Oh, man, that was the shit. Junkyard Bulldog, some shit like that. Come on, Jake the Snake. I said Jake the Snake. Who else, man? I never been into, I'm sorry, The Rock. I like his acting. I never been into The Rock in Steve Austin, he's like tail end. Oh my. I'm sorry. I'm in my little kid shit. Macho. Yeah. I can't even do the voice. That's Steve Rhodes. The Bushwhackers. That was my shit. Shawn Michaels. Yeah, he was a guy too, man. Macho Man Randy Savage, that nigga is crazy, man. He was really catchy, and that's fucked up what happened to his girl manager. I forgot her name already. I'm not gonna lie. She was beautiful. She was a real beautiful lady. Real beautiful white girl, I'll tell you that. She was beautiful. They used to be with Macho Man Randy Savage. They ended up with Lex Luger, and she died of a drug overdose in Atlanta. Crazy. But Macho Man Randy Savage, that nigga was Looney Tunes crazy, son. Elizabeth. See, this is Sting. That was my guy. I didn't even know Sting and the Ultimate Warrior were partners growing up in the wrestling and shit. I'm in my little kid. I'm not even 41 right now. You're talking to the 12-year-old Michael. Yes, Michael. Not Mike Larry. This is Michael right now. This is Michael. Michael. And show, you know, nigga, this is Dorian. My mom used to call me out the window like the bat signal. Dorian! I can hear my mom's bat call from the other side of the project. So my mom's is mad fucking loud, yo. God damn. But, yeah, son, I miss those legends. Steve definitely was a legend. That was that shit. Yes, D-Black, Nikita Koloff. Yeah. Black Jack Mulligan. Man, yo, that shit was crazy, man. What was the other nigga name? The little Mexican nigga that be swinging and doing all them crazy moves. It's coming to me, but I can't remember. And Andre the Giant was my guy, too. He was just too weird for me. But he was my guy. Hulk Hogan is definitely my guy. To me, this Ultimate Warrior, it was just something about that wild, crazy motherfucker, man. Ultimate Warrior is that's my guy. I'm sorry, man. I'm straight Ultimate Warrior. All the rest, I love Macho. Macho is my guy, too. He's fucking sick. Superfly Jimmy Snuka, yeah, that was my guy, man. Don't that shit make you feel good reminiscing, man? But once I start to learn that the shit was fake, even though, see, when you look at that documentary, it gives you the shit behind the scenes that you don't see. And Macho Man Randy Savage, as much as I thought he was crazy, he was sane. He let that character overpower his natural self. And that became his downfall. And how he treated Elizabeth. He really treated Elizabeth fucked up in real life. I don't want to give you a spoiler alert, but Ted DiBiase, yes, man. Remember the Undertaker with the guy who carried the urn, the fat guy? Yo, that was all fucking classic, man. Nigga, this is TVs with the ass in the back. TVs with the ass in the back. With the knobs. With the antenna on the back. We got to bang on the top of the TV so that shit can get clear. Analog. I miss that shit, son. Roddy Piper. Yes, all that. British Bulldog, Mr. Perfect, Roddy. Yeah, we said all them names. Man, that was the shit, son. Yo, show, why the fuck I don't see your number? Hold on. Oh, it's right there. Let me text you now and see if this is still your number. I'm going to text you right now. Because I definitely need to chop it up with you. Hey, let me know if you got that text, bro. You got to change the TV to appliance. All that, nigga. It's a watch. Video music box, man. Every day. 4:30, if I'm not mistaken. It's 3:30. I think it's 3:30 or 4:30. Channel 13 or channel 31? Channel 31 with the motherfucking pliers, man. Hola, hola, eh. That was the shit, man. All this shit now is whack, son. With all this digital, high-tech shit, this shit ain't got shit on our day. I don't care what y'all say. Somebody tell me, I'm like, hold on, let me show y'all this shit that was on Instagram, goddammit. This shit took me back. Hold on. Sorry, I'm so hype at the moment, but I love it. All right, so right here. Only you can make me happy. So happy. Only you can make me happy. Don't give me, I told you I can sing, son.
Only you can make me happy.
Look at that.
Happy. Only you can make me happy.
Did y'all see that? Do y'all remember that shit? Come on, son. I want my $2,600 back. Yo, I swear to God, man. I'm about to say her last name. I'll just say your first name. Miss Linda, my mama. I don't care. I come from the projects. Louis Armstrong Projects in the Star, Marble Projects in Coney Island. Or Bensonhurst, or Grayson, whatever y'all want to call it. Everywhere we went, my mom's always like, I'm not going to lie, we got what we wanted. We had 2600, we had TVs in a fucking kitchen, all that shit. Before we even moved to Coney Island, I had the 2600, son, playing Miss Pac-Man. So now you can't beat. I don't care what nobody say, man. I'm sorry, man. I don't know. Maybe because I'm old. Yeah, they got Call of Duty. You get mad because everybody fast as hell on Call of Duty. You got to be real fast, man. You get shot, then you zoom, like get back in, spawn back in and shit. The motherfucker come and shoot you. You got to be real crazy and swift with that shit. But the 2600 was my shit, yo. Space Invaders. My shit. But I love Miss Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man was better. It was faster. Nigga, I'm in the kitchen playing 2600 at 4 or 5 years old. Nigga, playing Miss Pac-Man like this, sitting at the fucking kitchen, in the kitchen near the window. I still remember that shit, man. Playing that shit. Duck Hunt, Nintendo. You know what I'm saying? Come on, son. Super Mario 3, that was my shit with the flying shit. I always loved Super Mario 3. Super Mario 3. But when 007 came out, oh my God. Yes, I do, Cynthia. Yes, I do. That's my guy. And excuse me, show, if you're still looking, excuse me how I worded that. How I worded that. You know what I mean? But I got you, kid, when I'm done. Yes, I do. Oh, that's your ex? Okay. You talking about he's from Building 3? Big KB? Yeah, that's my guy. Yeah, KB. Yep. Salute to my boy KB. Yep, Mrs. Pac-Man was the best. GoldenEye 007, that was the shit on a 1064. That was the shit. That's why I miss my nigga Purple. My nigga Purple, we had the weed. I call him. He'll call me like, yo, son, what you doing? Man, I'm in the crib. I ain't going out on the block yet. Be like, right, I'm coming through, man. What you want? I'm getting some chicken wings and french fries. What you want? Chicken wings and french fries? Yeah. All right, I'll be over there. I'm going to get some weed from such and such. Come upstairs, me and my nigga Purple, rest in peace, man. That was my fucking dude. The only nigga that I let hold my Nintendo 64 while I was down in Atlanta visiting my mom's for, like, the weekend and shit like that. I said, yo, Purple, come get that. Take that shit, you know what I mean? So I come back. That was my dude, man. But the 007 shit was the shit. Contra. Come on, son. What y'all know about up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, B-A, select, start, nigga. 100 men. Yes, Frogger. Oh, my God. Trying to get across the fucking highway and shit. I hated that game. I loved it, but hated it. Yes, Atari was my shit. ever. Yes, that's when he played the space invaders, the cultures. Guess who invented that? A black American. So we gonna chill out on all that shit. Mike Tyson punch out. Yeah, man. Watch that shit, man. You already know, Andre. You know I know the codes, nigga. We I'm an 80s baby. Fuck that. I know all that shit. Yeah, I like Donkey Kong. Yup. Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, Double Dragon. Double Dragon was my shit. Double fucking Dragon. I love Double Dragon for Nintendo. Oh, man, we damn sure on some reminisce. Damn, I forgot some motherfucker was waiting on the call. The nigga from Jersey hung up. If you want to call back. I forgot. My bad, bro. I'm going up into a tangent. Zelda was that shit. What was that fucking game on? I think it was Nintendo or Atari. I think it was called Commando. The army shit. Yo, that was, I was so much in love with that game, son. I think it's called Commandos. It's an army game. And as you're playing, it's like you're going up. Like, it's coming down, you're coming up. It's the army shit. It's called Commando. Is it called Commando? Is it called Commando? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Is it called Commando? Fuck. I think it's called Commando, man. Yeah. That game, I missed that fucking game. Yes, Dreamcast was the shit too. I had Dreamcast with the boxer shit with the black guy. I forgot the name of that. I had all of them. That's when I was working at Toys R Us on I forgot. It's been so fucking long. Somebody just got killed at the BJ's over there 2 weeks back. Old Toys R Us, closed by Nelly Bly. What is that again? Show if you're watching the where Toys R Us used to be. Damn, why? I forgot the fucking name, the old name. But by Nelly Block. I used to work at Toys R Us. That's how I got my Sega Dreamcast and shit. Bionic Commando? I don't know. Afro Thunder, yeah. Oh, yeah, the crazy taxi was, yo, the Crazy Taxi was like almost like ahead of our time, somewhat with the graphics and shit like that. That shit was crazy. I'm looking at Crazy Taxi right now. Was it Crazy Taxi for Xbox? Was it? Oh, I forgot which one this was. Yeah, Sega should make a comeback. You know what I hated on Sega though? Ultra Beast. I like the Ultra Beast, but I wasn't a big fan of it. I mean, I played it, but I wasn't a big fan of Ultra Beast. My boy Terrell, who created the series called Disciple on YouTube. That's my boy, one of my best friends and shit like that. Ain't seen him in a minute, but that's still my guy. Love him too. We used to go to his crib when his mom's was at work because she ain't let nobody have company. She's like, nope. But respect to his mom too. But we used to go to his crib and play Ultra Beast. I've never been a big fan of Ultra Beast. It's cool though, but I don't like it. NBA Jams was the shit, but the best shit though was that was my shit, man. Street Fighter 2, son. I only played with three guys, and all three of them is Ken. I like Blanca, Gal. I hate when niggas get Gal, cause niggas be bent down all the time. You know when you bend down, you can do that blade kick. Like, boom. You know what I mean? So when you jump, niggas, you know what I'm saying? Fuck Guile. I hate when niggas used to play with Guile, man. Shout out to my nigga Lucius. Techno Football, that was the shit. What was his name? Yeah, I always picked a Wolverine in Marvel versus Capcom. Mortal Kombat was the shit too.
Finish him.
You know what? I wasn't that good. I was good. I like Raiden. Raiden's my guy. Scorpion always been my guy. I like Sub-Zero, but Scorpion and Raiden and Sub-Zero is last. But the top is Scorpion. That's my guy. But I couldn't really do the finishing moves like that. So I was like, fuck that shit. Dowsum, yeah. Yep. That was my shit, man. Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat was dope. Mortal Kombat, the movie, was fucking great. Okay? Mortal Kombat, the game, was great. Yeah, I think I talked a lot about this shit. But I'm glad we all in our little kid bag right now. That shit make you Tekken was my shit, nigga. I always like that, did that Brazilian Kupagana dance. That nigga, Eddie. Is it Eddie? That was my nigga. That was that Brazilian African martial arts. I think his name was Eddie on Tekken. I play with him. I always play with him. Do the stupid kick shit and with the hands and shit. Yup, Eddie. That was my guy, nigga. What? Yo, y'all taking me back, bro. Damn, son. That was the days, son. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not kidding. Tetris, yeah, on your phone, motherfucker, on Game Boy. Remember Game Boy? If you had Game Boy, you was the shit sitting outside at the park on a bench and shit, or in front of the building or whatever on a stoop. You was the shit if you had the Game Boy. Word, son. Back in the days was great. I wish I could go back. I'm not going to lie. I wish I could go back. But, unfortunately, that's not how life works. Anywho, Eddie Gordo. All right, so let's I would end on the what's the name of hip hop. I would end on that, but again, like I said before, because I know Tariq is gonna do a live on it. I gotta let my shit breathe. You still got your Game Boy? I had to take this shit off. I gotta go back, get my stitches taken out. I should feel better, though. What the fuck I was saying? Oh, yeah, Tarini, she's doing a documentary on that. I was going back and forth with somebody on Instagram today about hip-hop. I just think that we are being undermined on our contribution. We never said that Latinos or Jamaicans did not have contribute to hip-hop. It's just that they are claiming it as if they're creators of it. So I'm going to end on that note. And the next time, I'm going to do some soul digging, some, you know, the dig of some stuff like I did about the Jamaicans saying that they created hip-hop. And I challenge. What's up? What's up, love? I see you in a minute, man. I see you getting a little thicker, too. I see you on your Instagram. Or, I see you in a minute, though. But far, the last time I see you, you know, you swollen up there, girl. Good luck. I hate when I do that. Oh, and I was going to say, if I could even go further as saying that to create reggae or sky music and another certain thing of music, all of that, y'all was dancing like black people in the States. He was listening to nothing but rock and roll, blues, basically Black Americanized music, dressing and doing the dances. There is. That's why I say chronological, historical. We have to go chronologically to whereas we can see who are the creators, the one who brainstormed and put it together. Not saying to overlook anybody else who contributed, because a lot of people, they contribute to that culture. But, come on, chronologically, we can go back far as reggae music is concerned. It was all Americanized first, and they created their own thing through the foundation of Black rhythm and soul, rhythm and blues and soul, James Brown and the rest of them. It was dancing and all that. Then they changed it. Then it went to ska. Then it went to something else in the reggae. But when they started doing the reggae, they was doing covers of Black American music to their beats, but covering our soulful songs. So that's what I'm saying. So we can literally go back in time because the timelines don't lie. I proved this already. Go to Jamaicans Did Not Create Hip Hop and put All Viral Access Media. In their own words, not mine. I'm not pulling it out the air. Is we trying to claim all that? No, we're not. I don't know. I love the shit out of Jamaican culture. I love the food, the music, all of that. Y'all know that. I know how I give it up. But let's just keep it a buck. The Busta Rhymes is getting on my motherfucking nerves. He's going around like he on tour saying that shit. Y'all, yes, definitely. But hip-hop been, all right, I say I'm going to end it on that. But I just want to say that's just real shit. I proved it already, but we're going to get into it one of these days. And I have to have facts. I don't want to talk out the side of my ass. Yes, all on soldier. And listen, we all came from the South at some point. You know what I mean? So even though there were slaves up in New York as well, in the northern area, Pennsylvania and stuff like that, Long Island. Talk about that. You know, but the majority of our people have migrated from the South to the North. You know what I mean? So with that being said, everything comes back home. Everything comes back full circle, you know, so the South got it right now. Rightfully so, I don't hate on that. You know, the South doing their thing and salute to them. But just like when New York had it, we had to take the good with the bad. Y'all got to take good with the bad, too. Y'all got some dope-ass rappers. But a lot of y'all fucking up hip-hop, too, as we speak. And I'm talking about the mumble rap, the content, not putting your best foot forward. I'm not saying all of y'all. I'm talking lyrically. You know what I mean? Just A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's a lot. So you got to take the good with the bad. New York had to take a hit and take the good with the bad. Absolutely as well. Y'all definitely got it. You know what I mean? Definitely got it. And I love a lot of downtown artists. I went through this. I hate having to repeat the same shit. I hate repeating myself. I get agitated. So, but you have to take it on the chin. A lot of y'all fucked up. And it's fucking up hip-hop as we speak. We didn't destroy it. Y'all fucking it up. And oversaturating it. Fucking it up. They got to take the good with the bad. But I fuck with the South as well. But we gotta take that shit on the chin because I damn sure fucking it up too. Don't get it twisted. Okay. With that being said, let me see what's going on. All right. How long have I been on this? All right, so I'm going to try to close out in the next 20 minutes or so. Yeah, Shorty something else, man. Grandmaster Cass says something too. Let's go. I wanted to see this. I couldn't hear it, the volume.
Oh, we call on your blessing and the Father you put on. Kingdom, a demon, a traveler, all the angels descended and the Father.
I heard the some of it, and Eminem goes first. Maybe I didn't give it a full listen because I was in the midst of doing some things today. I didn't like how he started off. I don't know how he finished that verse, but I think Eminem could have did better. But I would not sit here and say it was a whack verse. I can't say it. Maybe y'all heard that. I didn't hear the whole thing. But how he set it up, I wasn't feeling the you know what I mean? Yeah, so maybe y'all got a different view on it. I don't know. Maino stepped his bars up for a minute, and a lot of people don't give Maino his props. Maino been doing this thing for a minute. Salute to Maino. Salute to Maino. Word up. Salute to Maino. He definitely stepped this shit up. Word up. And my family know his whole family.
So I'm letting you know that now. I'm not joking when I tell you that, though. And they have mouths when it comes to them getting the disagreements and engagements with men, and they will verbally put some lashes on them because they don't respect me. I'm just giving it to you forefront, brother, right. So you know what you're going. She might not have told you this, but my daughters do not respect me.
Oh, Pops was on it. I want to know what this this. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. Fuck that. We're going to go through this, then we're going to get
story time. How I found out my mom was pregnant with my boyfriend's baby.
So it all started while I was on a girls trip in Mexico. Roe versus Wade just got overturned that morning, and I was calling all of the women in my life just to see how they were, to check on them. And when I got to my mom, she was obviously distraught, crying. I didn't think anything of it because she's a woman, raising a woman in America, and she knows multiple other women who would be affected by this. So I talked to her, we ended the call, went back to my trip. 2 days later, I call my mom just to check on her, and she's still audibly, like, distraught because she'd been crying, and I was asking her what was going on, and she wasn't telling me, and I was telling her, I was like, hey, tell me what's going on, and then get on a flight and come back and figure out what's going on myself. And ultimately, she ended up just telling me, after a few minutes, she was like, I'm pregnant. Now, when she told me that, I didn't think much of it. I was just really happy, really excited, because I never thought that I would have a younger sibling. So I was just congratulating her. You know, I was just ranting, talking about next steps, like, oh, my God, like, did you set up the first ultrasound? Like, how are you feeling? Blah, 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 making funny jokes, talking about me. And then she cuts me off, and she was like, but it's bye. We're going to call him John. John being my ex. My boyfriend at the time, I should say. I asked her to repeat herself because, keep in mind, I'm a little bit drunk. I'm in Mexico, come on. I asked her to repeat herself. I was like, what? And then she says, it's by John. After I heard that, my soul left my body. And everything that came after that, I was not ready for.
Story time.
Because now, back in the days, you know, Now these kids is having kids having kids. So now you 21, your mom's is fucking 28 or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know what I mean or whatever. Yet not too far removed. You know what I mean? Mom's still looking good and all that. You know, now back in the back in the days, our moms now, you know what I mean? They look like mothers. You know, some of them, you know what I mean? They look like mamas. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, but you can't, like, damn, you can't trust nobody, son. You can't trust nobody. Shit, I'm jealous if my mom's getting some big man. I don't want nobody going in where I came the fuck out of, but I know my mom's got to live her life too. You know? But goddamn. You know, motherfuckers is not loyal. You can't really trust nobody. Shorty mom's got pregnant by her ex-boyfriend. Man, if that's the case, should be going on for a long time. She just haven't been telling you. Everybody that's your family is not, everybody that's your blood is not your family. Everybody that's your blood is not your family. You know what I'm saying? So, it's crazy out here. That just be easy, man. It's always just fuck with people that want to fuck with you, man. You just can't trust. You can't trust nobody. Like, my soul would have left my motherfucking whole shit, but I'd have been tearing somebody ass up. You know what? And sometimes you just gotta let shit be. Sometimes you gotta be like, just move on, man. Because a lot of us live in the past, in the present. So a lot of our emotions, a lot of stuff, including me, I'm not perfect. We live in the past while in the present, and it's stopping us from moving forward. So a lot, it could be childhood trauma. It could be something that you let happen that you didn't resolve, you want to get back, or your family never been there, your father never been there, your uncles don't call, your aunts don't call. It could be whatever. Your girlfriend did you dirty. Your girlfriend was cheating, but you couldn't catch her. Or your boyfriend was cheating and so forth and so on. Like, it's just a lot of stuff that can scar us and have us living in the past. And this is what I hate about just thinking. You know, idle mind is the devil's workshop, right? And your mind starts thinking about a lot of stuff that you not even want to think about, and it brings you back to a place where your thoughts, your body will react, and you will feel that same feeling that you felt when it happened 10, 15, 20, maybe 30 years ago. So that's why a lot of times, and I'm talking even to myself, that a lot of stuff that we keep holding on to, and it's already said and done, and there's nothing you can do to change it, and it's been so long, but it still hurts. Sometimes you just have to just find a peaceful way to let it go. Because living in the past, this went from mothers having a baby by your baby father to this. So it's, you know, it's all relative in some way or form, if you want to connect the dots like that. So I drift off a little bit. But there's certain things you just have to let go. You know, I deal with it all the time too. Certain things that bothers me, and they just come out the blue, and then your body, like, you feel it. Your heart rate starts going up. Your body starts tensing up, start getting, and you may want to light a cigarette. You know, so a lot of shit that, you know, just find a way to be at peace, because, especially when you reach a certain age, because you can't cry over spilled milk. If you did all the crying, man, this is time to let it go. Because once you're at a peaceful place where you don't want any negative energy, you will be at peace. I say this, and I land a plane on this. I want to be like my grandmother. I want to be like my baby. Right now, she's still meditating. Right now, she started at 9 o'clock. So she probably won't be done meditating until like 12 o'clock. My grandmother, and y'all heard her speak before. I can't see. Am I still on camera? You and nobody on this God green earth can penetrate my grandmother's positivity. She is so at peace, it's not even funny. You cannot penetrate her in no kind of way. I mean, in no fucking way to penetrate her peaceful aura. She's always going to give you some guidance. Always going to make sure, all right, she's always going to drop a gem. That's why I call my grandmother my baby. That's my baby right there. I love my fucking grandmother, y'all. I love her so much, y'all. That's my baby for real. So when we can master, that's masterful. That's a masterful way of thinking, to where nothing can penetrate your peace. I really need to be there. And she tells me all the time, like, Grandma, how you do it? Pray. Meditate. Take deep breaths. Have your quiet space. Relax. And there'd be so much going on, you'd be distracted to even do so. I need to do that. We all need to do that. I can't see the chat. Let me see what the fuck y'all saying in there, because it's true. Yes, shout out to Grandma, man. I love my, that's my baby, son. For fucking real. I love me some Melvana. For real. You know, that's an old-ass name, too. That's my baby right there. But anyway, let's continue, goddammit. Then I'm getting up out of here. I've been here too long. And, yeah. Here we are.
Okay,
let's get to it. Yeah, this shit, man. This is where I broke, hit my holes, I call it hobachi. Okay? Yep. FN Mecca just represents the complete bastardization, colonization, and whitewashing of hip-hop and total control of black music altogether. In no universe should this offensive bullshit be given credence, but money talks and bullshit walks.
True.
White man music is just left in the room unsupervised. Let's create an artificial rapper, says the N-word, and stimulates our deepest fetishes and fantasies about blackness and materialism, and he will never get arrested unless we want him to, which is fun, a fun storyline. Let's try that. True indeed, man. Yeah, so... That's what they do, man. And other people capitalize off our culture. I want to stay focused. I don't want to drag everybody into it at the moment. But these execs literally know exactly what they're doing. So instead of getting a real person, they will get 100% or 1,000% profit, don't have to give it to nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's better than having a real live person. You know, they use our culture and demonize it in a certain way and feed it back to us or feed it to the world. Being a puppeteers behind the scenes, mimicking our culture and adding more, just adding more bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? And like, because we are a disposable culture, and we dispose our culture like it's nothing, because we so much of creators. We can make anything the shit. We can make anything trend. We can make anything the shit to wear or popular. So we so creative with shit. It's not important to us no more. We let everybody else have it. So when they take it, they utilize it and use it against us and profit from it. You know, that's why a lot of them, like, when they use our culture, they don't get affected by it because it doesn't resonate with them. It has its own place. It don't affect their everyday livelihood. It don't affect their household. So when you hear these other groups of people listen to our music and they even lean into the N-word, it don't affect them like that. You know what I mean? They see it from a whole different perspective than we do. You know what I mean? And in some instances, laugh at it, mock it, do coonish, buffoonish dances to it, paint their face black, do all types of shit to mimic our music, you know? So with us, it's showing the world of reality where we come from and painting a picture of our circumstances. For them, for other people, it's the profit, first and foremost, and to use it as disposable material. Like, it resonates, it has its purpose, you know what I mean? They just fuck with it just for a certain reason. You know, and that's why at this point in time, with a lot of things, we have to protect the culture. When you are open arms to certain things, and people can easily infiltrate it and use it, you want to be erased sooner or later. If they're going to add their own flavor to it and fuck it up and call it theirs, even with, like, the pioneers and things of that nature, a lot of people is dying off and new generations has emerged. When niggas had their chance to say certain things, like what Busta Rhymes and niggas saying now, they know damn well they couldn't say that shit back in the 90s because they know what time it was. They knew you. Wow, man. Niggas, yo, it's a lot, son. It's a lot, man. I'm not even gonna lie. I am kind of tired. Because this fucking shit was fucking up my sleep. So I got to get these shits taken out. This was fucking my sleep. Laying on this shit was hurting. But I feel way better now. I'm going to talk about this shit in depth, man. I am. And I got to show some footage and a lot of stuff on this. Because it's not about separating and things like that. Nah, it's about, like, we have to set the record straight, man. You know when you let somebody in your house and they get too comfortable, now when you come in the kitchen, they all in your refrigerator. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you come in the living room, they sit on your favorite chair, or they sit on your couch with their feet on a coffee table with their feet crossed. You're like, damn, nigga, you made yourself comfortable, huh? You know? So it's like everybody in the house, man, just chilling, open, just putting their own furniture in there, changing the drapes, all types of shit. Like, fuck who the owner of this house is. It's like you put a little paint on a wall, now you claim it that is yours. Like, it's a lot. I don't know. I just hope everybody enjoys themselves tonight. I've been here long enough. First, I got to make some calls and stuff like that. So, anyway, I guess I'll see y'all tomorrow and all that shit. Man, I'll probably come back on and play some music. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I hope y'all enjoyed yourself. If y'all did, that's what's up. Yeah, I'm like winding down for some reason. I'm just not tired. So, I don't know. Y'all be good, y'all be easy. Hope y'all enjoyed yourself. Y'all be safe this weekend and all that good shit. Peace. Oh.